Amen. You may be seated. Merry Christmas, y'all. Am I allowed to say y'all? I love it, man. It's a good day. It's a good day. I'm from the Midwest, and so like I just picked, we're going to go with Southern. We don't really have our own language, so we're going to go with Southern. Hey, it is so good to be here today. What a great night it's been so far. Have you guys enjoyed so far? Has it been good? Yeah, man. Hey, kids, way to go. Right? Man, I heard they're going on tour soon, right? Yeah, man. They're going on tour soon. They're going to take over for Justin soon, so we're looking forward to that. You're doing a good job, man. But what a great time for us to gather and make much of Jesus and celebrate his birth this Christmas. You don't have to answer out loud, but what comes to your mind when you think about Christmas? Many of us think about gifts or family, food, travel, trees, Christmas lights. Many of us think about Santa and Rudolph and Christmas movies and songs. Some of us, maybe all of us, can get a little stressed out too, right? Think about the extra stress. But in our crowd today, we're probably and prayerfully thinking most importantly about the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus. This Christmas Eve, we're here to adore him. We're here to worship him. We're here to praise him and sing about Jesus. And I want us to think about who Jesus is today. The name Jesus is important. Jesus means the Lord saves. The Lord is salvation, showing us that Jesus came to be our Savior. We also see in Matthew 1:23 that Jesus is also Emmanuel. And this is another important name. The Bible tells us that Emmanuel means God with us. Jesus is our Savior, and he is God with us. At Christmas, we are celebrating that Jesus came to be our Savior and to be with us. Welcome to Authentic Life. So glad that you're here. If we haven't met, my name's Pastor Jeff. Happy to be here with you today. We hope that we're going to pray here in just a second, but we hope that that you felt it welcomed and encouraged and that God is just drawing near to you today. Let's seek him in prayer, and then we'll continue in the word. God, we love you, and God, we're so grateful that we get to gather on this Christmas Eve night to adore you, to worship you, to sing to you. God, we pray, Lord, that you'd be at work today. We pray, Lord, you'd be in charge of what comes out of my mouth. And we pray, God, that our guests here feel welcomed and encouraged. We pray, Lord, that we would just all be filled up today as we sing these songs and hear the Christmas story. Be with us today, in Jesus' name, amen. There's a well-known verse in John chapter 1. As we go through our time today, we're reading through Luke and we're seeing the narration of Jesus' birth. But in John chapter 1, there's a well-known verse that also talks about Jesus coming to be with us. And I want us to look at that today. And it says this. It says this about Jesus. And the Word, Jesus, became flesh and dwelt among us. And we saw his glory, glory of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. At Christmas, we celebrate that Jesus came to us. He became flesh. He came to be one of us. And as Emmanuel, he didn't just come to be with us. He came to be God with us. Fully God, fully man. And I like what John says, that he became flesh. We call that the incarnation. While still being fully God, he became one of us. He came to be with us. He dwelt among us. God chose to come. He chose to come and dwell among us in a very personal way through becoming a man. We've been saying that he came into our mess to live with us in our mess and to save us from our mess. And as we think about who Jesus is, John tells us more about who Jesus is in the first verses of this chapter. As we celebrate Christmas, we celebrate the birth of our Savior, we celebrate the birth of our Lord. And then we see here in John, we see right from the get-go in John 1:1, we see another reason we celebrate. We celebrate this Christmas that Jesus is God. Look at what it says. In the beginning was the Word. There's no argument with historians, even other religions, on who the Word is talking about. It's talking about Jesus. In the beginning was Jesus. He is the one who became flesh and dwelt among us. And now John is telling us more about him. He says, in the beginning was the Word, was Jesus. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. Let's look at those real quick. John tells us that in the beginning was the Word. That phrase might sound familiar to you. We hear it in Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And at creation, God was already there before the world was ever created. And here in John 1, when we see in the beginning was Jesus, this tells us that before there was anything, Jesus was already there. He's eternal. He always has been. Christmas morning was not the beginning of Jesus. Jesus was here in the beginning. And then he says this, and the Word, Jesus, was with God. I love this phrase. It's a great phrase. It means that the Word, Jesus, was face to face with the Father. It's his relationship. It's speaking of the relationship, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the Trinity. He was face to face with the Father, with the Holy Spirit. God the Son, Jesus, has always been. He is eternal, and he has always been with God the Father. And then John says, and the Word was God. Not the Word was a God, or he became God. The Word, Jesus, was God. This is it right here. Jesus is God. He always has been, and he always will be. And here's what that means for us. This is so good. The one who always has been, the one who is God the Son, the one who is God, he came to be with us. The one that spoke and creation happened. Like, he chose to come. It's amazing, guys. God chose to come and be with us. He chose to become flesh. That's hard for me to understand, honestly. Why someone sitting on the throne, surrounded by angels, overseeing all things, would come to be like us, to dwell among us. And I'm just going to say, man, if that doesn't blow your mind, then you're missing it. God from heaven loved us so much that he chose to come and be with us, to live in our world and live like we live, and to show us, to give us an example as to how we can live. And John continues. He gives us more detail in verse 2-3. He says this, he was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In other words, John really wants us to get it. Parents, whenever you're talking with your kids, do you ever repeat things over and over again and say it in different ways? You hope they get it? No. John wants us to get it. He wants us to understand who Jesus is. He's not just a good teacher. He's not just a good man and a good example. He's not just a prophet. He is not someone who became a God. Jesus is eternal. He is God. And John tells us here that he is our creator. It says all things came into being through Jesus. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit were all active and a part of creation. And then I love what it says next about Jesus. This is huge. It says this in verse 4. Don't miss it. In him, in who? In Jesus was life. And the life was the light of man. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend. It means it did not overpower it. Darkness did not overpower his light. So in Jesus, we see that in Jesus was life. Now, in a broad sense, this speaks of Jesus' involvement of bringing life when he created us. But this is also talking about the life we celebrate at Christmas, that Jesus is life spiritually and eternally speaking. He is eternal life. This is so important. There was a reason Jesus came. It was intentional. Jesus didn't just come down and become flesh because he wanted to hang out with us. He didn't want to just see what was going on. He knew what was going on and came anyways. He knew that we needed eternal life. And here's the thing. When we think about why do we need eternal life? Because of sin, the Bible says that we are spiritually dead. Here's the reality. We don't like to talk about sin, especially at Christmas. Like, right, it's like jingle bells and all the fun stuff. But without sin, right, Jesus wouldn't have had to come. we're spiritually dead. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages, what we deserve because of sin is death. He knew we were sinners. He knew we were spiritually dead, and dead people can't do anything about it. And he came because in him was life. The famous John 3:16 passage, if you know it, say it with me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God so loved the world, he so loved you, that he gave his only Son, Jesus. And it says, if you believe in Jesus, you will not perish, but have eternal life. Back in that Romans 6:23 passage, it says, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. When we think about death, a good definition of death is to be separated from. When we die, we are separated from this world. We're separated from this life here. We're separated from our loved ones. When we die spiritually, we're separated from the God who created us. Sin brings death, brings separation. And so when Jesus comes, he brings with him eternal life. Church, it is a gift from God to all who trust in Jesus, to all who believe in and follow Jesus. So John says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it, did not overcome it. Here's the thing. Darkness represents sin. Darkness represents brokenness. Darkness represents death. Darkness represents evil. Darkness represents all of those things that are bad. Darkness is the absence of light. And when Jesus came into our world, he brings with him eternal life, and he brings light to shine into our darkness. Turn on the news for 5 seconds and you see darkness all throughout the world. He brings light to shine into our darkness. Here's the thing, we could turn all the lights off in here and a single candle can overcome a room filled with darkness. The darkness of this world and the darkness of sin are overcome. They are overcome by the person and the work of Jesus. Jesus is our Savior. Jesus is God, and he came to us. He came to our lives to save us from our sins, and he did that by coming to bring us life. He came to bring you and me eternal life. He makes that possible. And he came to bring light into our darkness. When we think about eternal life, we have to think about what's next. You know, we don't like to think about death, do we? We spend our whole life worrying about this much, but we miss all of our eternity. We don't think about it. Jesus thought about your eternity. He thought about your what next. We have to think about what's next, because Jesus is telling us that if we need eternal life, then there is more to life than this. I'm here to tell you, this is really good news. There's more to life than this. There is eternity, and the eternal God wants you to be with him for that. What else, or why else would he come, friends? Praise God, he did come, and he did make eternal life with him possible. Earlier, we said that death means separation, separation from the God who loves us and made us. But his life, the eternal life that Jesus brings, it destroys that separation. That's good news, right? Our sin causes separation. Jesus says, I got this. I'm going to destroy that separation. When we trust in Jesus, not just as a baby who came born in a manger, but when we trust in Jesus, the one who is God, when we trust in him, the one who is our Savior, that saves us from our sins, when we trust in him for eternal life. Look at what John says in verse 12. This right here is Christmas. But as many as received him, received Jesus. To receive means you believe in, you trust in, you've received that gift of Jesus. Who he is and what he's done. But as many as received Jesus, to them, to those that received Jesus, he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name. Friends, don't miss this. Jesus did come as a baby laid in a manger, but he didn't stay there. Because Jesus came for a reason. He came to live a life. He came so that he could live the life that you and I could not, which was a sinless life. He came to die in our place on the cross, and he rose again, my friends, defeating death and your sin and my sin. And when we believe in and trust in Jesus to be our Lord and Savior, when we believe in who he is and what he did for us, it says here that when we receive Jesus, he alone gives us the right to become children of God. This is crazy. When we sinned against him, when we decided we knew better than him, when we made the decisions to reject him, when we never deserved it and couldn't earn it, Jesus came to be our Savior, to be God with us, and he came. By the way, he didn't send an angel to be with us. He came, my friends. And he came to give us eternal life and to adopt us into the family of God. How amazing is that? If you've ever seen adoption, you take a child that has no family, you ever take a child that really has nothing, and you give them everything. You give them your name, you give them your home, you give them your money. They become heirs of you. We become children of God. It's amazing. Our sin caused the separation, but Jesus came so that we could be brought back to God, adopted into his family. This is who Jesus is. When we sing today, we're singing to this Jesus. When we sing about today, we're singing about this Jesus. He is the Savior that you and I need. He is our eternal God. He is God with us, and through him alone, we can be saved from our sins, and we can be with him in heaven, adopted into the family of God. Sometimes we overcomplicate it. Jesus makes it really simple. Jesus says in John 14, he says, friends, listen, stop overcomplicating it. Stop trying to work hard to earn heaven because you can't. Stop trying to buy your way into heaven because you can't. Stop trying to be religious enough to get into heaven because you can't. You're surrounded by darkness. Jesus says, I'm going to tell you a secret. He says, I am the way. Jesus says, I am the truth and I am the life. No one gets to the Father but through me. It's Jesus. It's not how good you are. I promise you something. If you read through this Bible, you will find nowhere in the Bible that it says when you get to heaven, if your good outweighs your bad, when you stand on that scale, if your good outweighs your bad, you get in. You don't find that in here, my friends. What you do find in here is that Jesus took care of it for us, right? He took care of it for us. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one gets to the Father but by me. It's Jesus. We celebrate Christmas because of who he is. He's not a baby, just a baby in the manger. He lived a life, a perfect life. He came and he died for us to be our King and our Lord and our Savior, my friends. It's Jesus. He's the reason we can be forgiven. He is the reason that we can be saved. He is the only reason that we can spend eternity in heaven. We're here to worship, we're here to sing, we're here to glorify Jesus. But the question that is out there for every one of this is, do you trust in this Jesus? And if you've not trusted in Jesus, will you trust in Jesus today? Because here in just a little bit, we're going to light candles in this dark room, and it's going to light up this. But just think about receiving the light of Jesus in your dark life. Will you call on Jesus to be your Lord and Savior? Just want to throw this out there. If you would like to know more about Jesus and follow Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I'm going to be at that table in the back. And I would love to tell you how to trust in him and how to know for sure that you're going to be with him forever. It's time we start thinking about our eternity, because that's why Jesus came. Let's pray.